Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
It is possible to avoid sin and not love God. It is possible to avoid sin. And God wants it to be natural with us, serving him. He wants it to be natural with us. He wants it to be with us. I mean, he wants it to be in nature stuff. He doesn't want you to serve him because you are scared of hellfire. It's wrong. God is not some scary being somewhere, or one scary being somewhere waiting to deal with us if we mess up on the last day. That's not God. He's a good father. Alright? And just like your earthly father can chastise you, and you will not have any doubt if they love you or not, so should you feel about God. In fact, at some point of scripture, he said, "This is your good father you think is good is evil." That's what God said. I didn't say it. He said, if your earthly father who are evil in their nature can give you bread and not stone, if you ask for bread, he said, why will I not freely give you all things through Christ? Meaning, God is like, I don't like what is happening. You who are taking your earthly fathers, I'm more good than me. I'm more good than them. I hope you get what I'm trying to say. So he that the Father loves, he what? Chastises. And that the relation is that even if you are bearing fruit, he wants you to bear fruit that will last. And I was trying to break that. Other rendition said, this one said, more fruit. Other rendition said, fruit that will what? Last. I like the way Prophet Kubos would put it, last eternal. Because sometimes you avoid sin just because you are scared of hell. God doesn't want that. If they remove hellfire, I've said that several times, many people will not be Christian. If they just remove hellfire, they will not be Christian. Oh my God. Do you know how many Christians wish they are in a club on Friday night? There are plenty. It's true. Do you know how many people adore Bonner Boy? Like they look at him and they are crying. Oh Bonner Boy, dear Jesus. They will use Jesus' name. They love the guy. They love him. And I'm not saying hate him. I'm not anti-Bonner Boy. Alright? But you know what I'm trying to say. Those things that come, the glory around him, the earthly glory, that is excited about. You know, one time I was talking about Wizkid, one of my coursemates, many years ago in IT. She was engaged. I pity that man. And they were talking about whiskey. She said, oh God, if it's just one night with whiskey. I said, hey, I was at the front. I did like I did not hear. I, you know, when you turn, but you don't want to look at somebody's face, you look like you're looking at, or looking at the wall behind. That wall looks so nice. But I just heard something that blew my mind. I should say whiskey, baby. She was just holding her hand. Oh, whiskey, baby. I said, hey, it's a person wife to be you. A house and she won't have a Sarah. A kind of wife now, with that mentality, if you marry, whiskey can collect her from you. Just see whiskey, she will say, I'm done with you. But it's funny, you know. Simon, why are you beefing whiskey that they are Davido and Bonner Boy? It's like you are beefing them. No, I'm just so shocked that the people who portray everything on righteousness are becoming a light. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I'm so shocked, and it is to prove to you that many Christians don't love God, they only follow God because they are scared of hell. Many Christians, if you remove hell, oh my God, oh my God. Many years ago, I had this friend. He was born again before me. So he claimed. And one time, in school party, I think SS2, I was born again, so I didn't want to sing so much. I went to the party, but I didn't know how to start dancing because I was born again. But I went anyways. So I sat on the window and was watching them dance. One man is saying dance, another one say you are born again. One say dance, another one say you are born again. No. So I sat on the window. I was on the fence, remaining small. But do you know what now stopped me and shook me? And almost made me. I think it shook me off not even doing it. I was not interested again. I saw this brother, tongue speaking. I met him in church. We met in church. In fact, if you see him in the party, you know you'll be laughing because he's a church boy dancing worldly song. He looks like a church boy. He just came out from any one dark part of the hall. I started doing his hand and was on a lady's back. I just called his name, so name. And I did like this. Hey, whoa. As I put my hand on the head, he just ran to me. And his hand, I was sitting on the window. He brought his hand to my lap. He started laughing. He said, see, oh boy, no tinker. Let it be like, it's not the way you see it. Or it's not the way. See, oh boy, to live for God, hard. That's what the boy was telling me. Say, you know, easy to be Christian. No. I said, but you are born again. Say, my brother, it's not easy. I didn't even want to dance, so they are forcing me to dance. I said, no, nobody forced you to dance that, you know. And I said, I go tell. We're in the same fellowship. I said, I go tell. And I said, I beg you with God. No tell. Mook we dance. We don't go tell anybody, me and you. I said, no. Get what I told him, my dear. Dance, I don't go tell. Dance, make a watch. I won't tell. You know, now as I'm telling now, you people don't know his name, but I actually did not tell. I kept to my word. He's a serious man of God now. Very serious man of God. If you see, you don't believe that he ever danced that kind of dance. Hallelujah to Jesus. There are Christians like that. In church, you know, the funny is the religious ones. On Sunday morning, you just see them carrying one head tie and put like this, one handkerchief. They are going to church. Immediately after church, by 12 noon, they are going out. You don't see one pencil trouser tight. It's Sister Chioma. Is it not you that was in church like 10 minutes ago? And that's church dress. This one is not church dress. You know people are like that? They have church dress. So the question is, when you were in church, what do you think was happening? You think God's presence is stronger in church? Not that you're in the world, God is not having a problem again. Very daft thinking. Now, when you're in church, God expects you to dress in a certain way and blah blah blah. Now, if you only dress in a nice way coming to church, you are not a good Christian. Outside the dressing you dress in your bedroom, don't join that one inside. If you dress the way you dress in your bedroom, outside in the world, you have a mental problem. Is the truth. You definitely do, because the way you are comfortable in your bedroom, you can actually just want to relax. Now that's not meant for the public. You know, I saw one video on Facebook. A lady just came out on the street to buy something, and one old woman carry wrapper and cover her. I say, hey, don't look at her, don't look at her. She was covering her, and the woman was like, oh, mama, you are embarrassing me. Say, shut up, which one is embarrassed? And follow me. She carried wrapper and tied the lady and dragged the lady's hand. You know, the lady was surprised that the old woman is covering her. She said, why are you, do you have a better problem? Why did you come out? Did your mother see you before you leave the house? See, man, nothing's wrong with this. The woman said, everything is wrong with it. And with such a dressing, thank God I'm even remembering these things. With such a dressing, you now expect a decent man to get married to you. A decent man. Listen carefully, let's be realistic. This is not my focal point, but I'll just chip it a little bit. If, for instance, you know, sometimes when we talk like this, some people say, we still have husbands for those people. Forget to, now then they marry pass. The goal is not to marry. Marriage is not the goal. Interestingly, it's not. How can you be a lady that all you want to achieve in life is marriage? You live your life from beginning to the end just to marry. And most of them will not now marry the right person. Do not cheat on you all your life. You'll be in pains. There are some ladies that would have been better if they were not married than married. Some lady turned into beasts getting married. I've been counseling people. I've watched my spiritual father counsel people. There's a lady many years ago that became a terrible adulterer. Is it adulterer we call? Abi, adulteress. Because of marriage, she wanted to revenge. It's revenging that brought her to that realm. She now had HIV. This is real life story. It's not like I'm telling you rubbish. The man she was married to went and made another woman pregnant. I know those days, it doesn't really matter. You just bring the lady to your house. The man will say, okay, I will accept the responsibility. Join your fellow sister. So the lady became angry. I was with you in the house. You went and made another person pregnant. You're now saying they should join me. She became angry. That man was just a homeboy. Guess what? That's not where he stopped though. Another one again. He now went and made pregnant. The women were even happy that they were pregnant because he had money. Those days, accountant, you are an accountant. You have money now. That's not all though. He was now working with NNPC. Everything finished. But that first one that married him for him was angry. Because she was not planning to have two women. Saying, have you made our darling food? I'm the one cooking today. My God. She couldn't imagine that. So she said, I will deal with this man. I will deal with him. I will show. Then she now started sleeping around with other men. In the name of dealing with the man. She now got HIV. But before she got that HIV, she was pregnant for the man. True life story. Then when she gave birth, she knew she was going to die. You know, those days, if people have HIV, they just feel like they are dead. So she started living like she was already dead. She was living like a walking corpse. Saying all forms of nonsense, you know, not happy, bitter. And she made a statement that she was going to pay the man back. Guess how she paid him back? She breastfeeded that little baby. And the lady became what? HIV positive. Then she died. This is something I counseled with my spiritual father. Hallelujah to Jesus. So if that woman was not married, she would have been. She married the man, scattered her head. Marriage is not a... The lady, we were trying to talk to the lady, she was so bitter, the young lady. She said even if she meets her mom in heaven, she will not forgive her mom. Even in heaven, she said she will not forgive her mom. Ah, that one shocked me. So they thought I was the one teaching her things of God. Until one day she was broken. In fact, when she said she has forgiven, I didn't even believe she has forgiven. Because the way she said she did not forgive that first time, it was too easy the way she now said she has forgiven. Things happen. That's just one of the plenty of stories. There are many stories. I was counseling somebody, one of those times I was a young pastor. The prophetic was, you know, I didn't know how to even control the prophetic that time. Just sat down, boom! I said, you are cheating on your husband. Life and direct. Just sat down, want to tell me, I said, why are you cheating on your husband? She said, sir, she looked nobody. Sir, what did you say? I said, why are you cheating on your husband? She said, sir, I came to report that he's cheating on me. I said, you too, why are you cheating on him? She said, sir, because he's cheating on me. And the person helping us is the one I'm cheating on him with. I said, my goodness. I said, does he know? He said, no, sir. I said, you have to tell him, because me, I cannot tell him this kind of news. I don't want to be a prophet that is scattering homes. I said, go repent, tell him. Well, I don't know if she told him till today. Amen? Things happen like that. Don't get married to the wrong people. Are you listening to me? Don't rush into marriage. You are not a woman created just for marriage. Just for marriage. Marriage is beautiful, and all of you will marry good men in the name of Jesus. But don't make marriage the goal. There are a lot of young men that are not well trained. Many young men. Seeing that, I told myself I will train my children the best men, women are. They may have not forced me to wash plate. My son will wash plate, baby Jesus. Oh God. He will wash plate and mop house. You know, when I was growing up, my mother did not tell me, allow me to do all those things, because she was brought up in a typical native culture. So for her, a man is supposed to sit in the house and watch things happen. That's how she was trained. So my mom was, I would sit down in the house though, By 5 a.m., my sisters are cleaning the whole house, removing my clothes to go and wash. While I'll be watching them, and in fact, I'll take some of the clothes and go and keep for them to wash. And she would tell me to go and sleep. There was no problem. And when they want to complain, she would say, he's a man. He's a man. So they began to learn. That's how they were growing up. 4, 5 a.m. Oh yeah, Mary, yeah. Hey God, yeah, she will hit the bed. Wah! In anger, and stand up and go and start either fetching water, cooking, blah, blah, blah. Me, sleeping. I started suffering when my dad got a car. That's when my own suffering started. So, not even when he got a car. He got a car, he was not with us. He was in another state as a military man. Far. But when he came back and stayed back for a while, oh my God, I was praying for him to be posted again. Because I started washing car every morning. Simon, just go and clean the car small. When I clean it small, I say, is that how they clean car? I say, clean small. You look at all those dead. Don't be a responsible young man. Now, I told myself, my own son will wash plates. Because he's not good. He's not a good character. You know me, the Bible said, train up a child the way he should grow. When he's grown, he will not forget. He will not depart from it. I've been trained this way. I've grown now. I've not forgotten the way I was trained. Now that I'm grown, I still don't know how to wash plates. Because the Bible says you will not be able to depart. So me, I will train my child and he will not be able to depart. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You can imagine, if I was not married now, I think I would have almost been dead. I almost died because of food. One of the deaths that Satan used, one of the ways Satan nearly killed me was because of food. As a single man. Yes. That Christmas, if some of you saw me, I entered like one fish that was dead. One of these Christmas, you would have forgotten. They were dancing, I was not moving. My ribs. Midnight, I went to buy food. I was looking for food. Around 12, I was going to look out for food. And I had food stuff. Do you know it was so bad? Sometimes there's food. I don't even know there's food in the house. It was that bad. Just call me, sir. They kept one cooler. I hope you ate it. Last night, yes. Where? Behind it. Where? That's where? He's telling me about my kitchen. If I want to look for some things, he knows now. I'll call him. Where did you keep? Where is this thing that is in the house? He said, he just I decided. I said, well, you did not take it. I said, okay. God has helped you. Bless you. It was that bad, and it was because of the upbringing. Even farm. If you say farm, you have killed me. If you want me to cry, just say, go and farm. It's not good. I'm not proud of it too, as I'm telling you people like this. I'm not feeling like Ajebo. It was mumu life. Because I suffered. In BSU as a student, hunger nearly killed me. My food was red oil rice. I'll just buy red oil because I have to cook sometimes. Dafaduka. I don't know if you know that. You just pour water. I didn't even know they used to wash rice before. I will pour everything at once. I'll be watching and just be doing night watch. Be testing it from the fire. Why is it still strong? It has been too long on the fire. The food is sweet but it's strong. Then I'll be calling, making calls. Why is this thing still? Say, did you fry the pepper? Yes. She knows, wait, why is it? Did you wash the rice? I said, yes, I poured it in water. I washed it, then I poured it inside. You didn't see that, pour everything. Hello, Simon. So men grow up to become very foolish. Even when their wife give birth, they don't know what to do. To do. Oh, you people are suspecting me. I know what to do. You know, I was one of the persons I calling our in-laws to please come and stay with us. There was one time I said, you should just come and stay. Just stay. Just be in the house. I said, why don't you come? I said, no, I want to send transport. Just come. Come to the house. I just want your presence. Your presence is here. It's so sad because sometimes when we watch movies, there are some of these things we want to do, but we can't do it. because our own food will not be sweet. You think it's not nice frying something and bringing it to your wife on her bed? Some of us want to do it. Just wake up. Hi, baby. Take breakfast on bed. Then she tastes it and says, please never do it again, please. I did not beg you, please. Mama T, even if you put knife like this on her neck and say, Professor Simon, cook this food, test it, she will never test it. Professor Simon fried this yam, can you test? Don't worry, I'm fine. So how do I even start any of these things? Now, that's even on the light side. The worst place, the ones that they don't teach to respect women, that's my major point. They don't know how to respect women. At least for me, my dad taught me how to respect women. I learned that early. I wanted to beat my sister. He just came and started laughing. So I learned it the hard way. I just raised my hand. He said, I want to beat somebody. You are laughing. He laughed. Simon. What do you want to do? I said, she's just talking about this. And you want to do what? So she's disrespecting us. And you want to do what? I want to. Okay now. I just kept my hand back. I said, okay, sir. I left. Because I saw my death before me. To him, no matter what a woman does, don't raise your hand. It was a principle. So I grew up seeing women talk anything in this world, yet I'll just pass and go. Because that's how I see my father do. You'll be entering, you'll just on the car, you'll just go and sit under a tree, you'll just be enjoying himself, gisty. Somebody that just called is making one serious call and laughing. I say, peace, one kind of peace from one realm. I don't understand where the realm come from. So I said to myself, this is how my life is. So in class that time in secondary school, there are girls I will raise my hand for like this. The only reason I did not hit them was because I was taught that to hit a lady was bad. If not, some had sharp mouth. You know, I had a lady in my class that was beating men. No jokes. All these Ajebo boys, she would beat them. I don't want to call one of their names. He will feel bad. He's a man of God now. He came here and said, was. If I call the name, you will be disappointed. She beats that boy in school. You know the kind of bitch who came to a part of the school that nobody used to come. The boy had the mind to say, let them go and fight. She now suggested the place. If you have mind, come to the back of that place. It was an uncompleted building. They went there. She beat him up. Beat him up. They came and told me that my friend is crying at the back of the building. And I went and asked him, what happened? He now cried, yeah, he's also not better, beat me. I said, yeah. I rushed there. If it's now, I'll beat him and join now. I rushed, I held her hand is strong. Her hand, the girl's hand. Oh my God. How can I want to marry your hand is strong. Why? Why? See, if you have a strong hand here as a lady, go and walk on your hand. It's not nice. That means, imagine you and your wife playing one nice play, romantic play, and your wife now hit you, oh, darling, but you say, Jesus Christ. Her hand was very strong. How did I know? We used to shake hands. And the reason I shake her hand every day is to just laugh at it. I say, how are you? I'll call her name. When I say, I was, oh boy. She beat that boy up. Then why did you beat him? And why would I not beat him? Her mouth raised up. People should just go to pia, 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 pia. And why would I not beat him? Blah, 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 blah. And you, what do you want to do? You, she not pointed. I just held the hand and turned it like this. She was crying, took her to the door. I said, I would just. And I remember my father's words again. I left her. Hallelujah to Jesus. So you see, just add that to your. It's not good for your hand to be strong. But that's not the point. Are we together? Men don't like strong hand. I'm just helping you. Which man yet like strong hand? You want to shake your wife to be and your hand is strong. If you have friends like my friends I grew up with, you want to finish you. Anytime they see that your wife to be, they'll be shaking her just to. My friends will just come and shake. I say, how are you, Pastor Simon? can work on your hands to be beauty pungent. Can they repair hand that is strong? Okay. They can't do. They can't. Beauty pungent. I mean, pungent. Beauty pageant have told us. You can. She's our beauty. This is in our church. She used to arrange. If you have issue with your face, she can arrange it. If your eyebrow is, you're not comfortable with it, come here. If you don't like the way your lips look, you don't like the way your face is, come here. All your needs will be met. Hallelujah to Jesus. So men, you ought to be trained to respect women. Some of you have watched your father cheat on your mother. You think that's the way of life. You think that's the way of life. And you know the funny thing? There are some boys that fight their father while their father was cheating on their mom. Daddy! They now grow up, now they are cheating on their wife. It's more like a chain now. Your son now will fight you. You know, I heard a young man say, I hate my father. I said, don't touch my mom, wicked man. He's my neighbor. Many years ago. I said, wow. You will know. You see, that's why me and my mom are like this. Because I know my face. You see, Pastor, as I'm talking now, I'm remembering the time I want to even cry. My father was wicked to her. He would go and cheat and blah, blah. Guess what? I was counseling him already. He was into ladies, more than four ladies. And they were coming on different, you know, very calculative, good mathematician. Immediately one leave in less than 15 minutes, another one comes by another route. This was the person that what? 40s. The same thing is in him. Imagine you carry the nature of your father. Huh? And you hate your father for cheating, but you still carry your father's nature. You too, you cheat, even though you hated your father for cheating. In fact, the reason why you hated cheating was not because you truly hate cheating, but because cheating was done towards your mother. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Now, if you don't deal with that nature, it will affect you in the future. Not even white collar as a pastor can help you as a solution. It's the revelation of the word alone that can what? Help you. See, the solution for cheating is not all of these clueless, useless relationship summits that has to do with character of people in terms of melancholic, what do you call it, sanguine, whatever, all those things. So you are. In fact, there's one they used to do now, based on your zodiac sign. What are you? You don't call one zodiac sign. You people know it. Please help me mention the signs again. Well, Virgo, Scorpio, alright. So you see it. Gen Z will not kill us. There's nothing. These people they born from 2000. There's nothing we have not heard from your hand. I don't know if they gave birth from 2000. Wave your hands up. Don't lie, the Holy Ghost is here. 2000. Some of you are, Father, in the name of Jesus, your judgmental fire. Let it come. That same fire that Ananias. Okay. 2000, raise your hands up. Yes. Amen. They say they call you Gen Z, right? The ones that they will say for richer, for poor. I say no, for richer, for richer. He held. One man said Gen Z have changed everything, even marriage. Marriage vows, they've changed. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God Almighty. So you ought to, you know, you can hate sin. Let me try to hit the nail on the head. You can hate sin. You can hate, how do I put it now? You can have a desire to actually avoid sin, but you still love sin. It's very possible. If you are practicing religion. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Now look at what Paul said in Romans 7. Trying to hit the nail on the head so that we'll finish very fast, isn't it? Now you get what I was trying to say by in John 15:2, right? He prunes so that you bear what? More fruit. And that's why I said sometimes you can be a Christian and we'll give you certain instructions so that you become a better Christian. By saying go and delete certain things, go and do certain things, go and pray. We pray from Tuesday. How was it? So you see it? The instruction produced what? A lot of results. I heard someone was that same Tuesday, the same moment we just started praying, they attacked the family. you heard the testimony, Curtis trying to protect himself with the lady. And somehow the Curtis even helped her and killed the young man in their house. Inside their house. You see? Imagine, that means the Holy Spirit has seen it beforehand before he inspired us to what? Pray that night. That's this same week that just passed. A lot of miracles happened. A lot. Down to yesterday, a lot of miracles happened. You know, they called me, one of my friends, said, I heard your wife is getting blah, blah, blah. It's delivering. Blah, blah. No, he didn't hear. He was just talking about ICT stuff. So I was talking so calm and we're just... And my one of my in-laws came and said, Pastor Simon, maybe they are coming. They should buy me bread. He said, bread is not too good for you, ma. He thought it was my wife. I said, no, it's not my wife. It's one of my in-laws. I said, talk since you have mine. So he collected the phone and was so scared and they spoke and the rest. And he said, what is... I was here in hospital. Is it what I'm thinking? I said, yes. He said, so what is happening now? I said, my wife is inside labor. She's laboring to bring baby. He said, Pastor, we are talking like this. Sorry, sir. I said, for what? I said, for talking to you normal. In fact, you are too normal. If a woman is in labor and she's your wife, you're not supposed to be normal. I said, so how should I be? He said, abnormal. That you're not supposed to be picking calls. You're supposed to be shaking. Now, does shaking solve the problem? Does not picking calls solve the problem? If I heard somebody was in an unconscious state and wanted to die, at that time, I would have gone and lay hands on that person and come back. Because I already know the end from the beginning. Why would I be scared? I entered and I said, you're going to give birth well. I looked at everything. I said, everything will go well. Immediately, I heard the cry from the other room. I stay in one of these rooms since that stomach got big. So I just said, God, it's time. Thank you. And the Lord just spoke his word. I felt the true presence of God. I said, let's go. Arrange, went there, spoke some words, everything is fine. And I relax, waiting for it to happen. Why would I be scared? Do not take a thought by saying, how shall this thing? I'm not doctor. All I ask, doctor, is it going normal? Whether they are lying, I don't care. But as I hear normal, I go back with the report of the Lord. You said it will be okay. That's all. Because I'd already promised myself, if I hear one thing like scissors, knife, waiting, I will reject the report. And I was not even imagining it. Even though the devil will put it in your head, imagine that small. Imagine that. What if? Prepare money. Since your wife wants to deliver, prepare like 300,000. Should in case it is CS. No. I know it's not CS. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's faith. Faith sounds proud sometimes, but it's faith. I've heard several times my friends will tell me a doctor will come and say CS. They will tell the doctor, go back, it's not CS. I say it's supposed to be CS as a professional. I say, go back, sir. It's not CS. I've heard, it's not like it's film trick. Life. See, doctor is my wife. We are not doing CS. If you don't want, I will call another doctor to come to this hospital. You know, as a military man, you can threaten people like that. And they will deliver. And they deliver normal. The pastor, you did not respect the report of a doctor. No, I respect the report of Jesus. Pastor Benny, it was said about a man that wanted to die, and they told Pastor Benny, and he said, what happened? He said the heart, you know, heart transplant or something whatsoever, I don't know how they call it. Is it heart transplant whatsoever? And he said they try pressing the guy, but he's not pumping, blah blah blah, so he's dead. Pastor Benny said they should go and remove the heart, Abby, something like that. Put it back again. He said, and they should press the guy once. And when he said that, in the name of Jesus, he said, the guy will be okay. He ended the call. They did exactly the doctors. The guy said, go back, do it. My pastor said, he did it. Press the guy once. He sneezed and came back to life. Which doctor will normally think that it will work on a normal circumstance? Does that instruction make sense to any doctor? They say it's time to pray. Today we'll pray 3 hours. I don't plan my movie. Episode 13, season 2, whatever. When people are like gaga, you are wow. Catalina likes Sebastian. Hey, second chance. And somebody's then you think your result will be the same. you are joking. When somebody is kabashing, you are watching movie. Watching Korean Love. You think you have put on your socks, enter duvet. You are watching on your laptop. Off lights. We were praying in tongues. Don't worry, you have a lot of socks in this life. Your result can never be the same. And talk about the result. What are the results? There are sometimes situations will come your way. That, you know, I heard of a couple that got married. Listen carefully. They thought it was AAAS. They didn't know it was a mistake. And now they are married ASAS. I said it in the first service. Now, it was a mistake. They didn't plan it. And the man wanted to die. Like, what will my friends think about me? Like, am I stupid? I can't make such a mistake. But he saw the results and he was calm. Do you guys get what I'm trying to say? And that's why he went ahead, spent all the money. So he's not thinking of divorce. But he's wondering, so I will not have kids. And the word of the Lord came. I said, you've been praying? Yes. We prayed together. Blah, blah, blah. I said, yes. I said, see, your wife is not a bad person. It's just a mistake. It can happen to anybody. And I told him, get excited. Stop getting worried. God knows that this is not intentional. Probably, if you had known, you would have not married her. Maybe God wants you to be together. I said, can't you say her ministry is moving? That is a pastor. Ah, this woman is the best for ministry. I said, and she's not the best for children. So I said to him, down to your sixth generation, there will be no... If you don't even want AS, just say it, but SS will not even find the solution. Down. Thompson. You know, when the word of prophecy comes, we're like mad people. When we say it, even us that say it, we start calculating. Oh boy, wait till I talk like this now. Make I not talk stupid, you know. Oh boy, come back, oh, now my head, I used to talk this, you know. No reason, I'm, oh, if you want divorce, go divorce. You know, I was seated here, first day of Kabul, right? And someone came to me, and the sister was having, they call that thing again? Leukemia, cancer of the blood. And they had been in the hospital. And, you know, when we say be serious with God, we know what we're saying. Having pastored these people for a while, I observed something. God started working miraculously. They got healed. I mean, it was so clear. You are aware of it. And all of a sudden, the person she saw in the vision that was attacking the family came to the hospital and gave food. And they ignorantly collected. And the lady went back to the same condition from square zero. When they called me, I nearly ran mad wherever I was. I said, sometimes the devil is a very stupid being. In fact, I personally believe if they don't jazz you, you will not fall for that kind of thing. Gave fruit, collected doctor's number to be hearing reports of the lady. The person she saw in the vision that was threatening her as a prayer warrior in the house. And I called them. I said, boy, I warned you guys. Because I saw it and I warned them. And I told them, I'm just tired of all these things. After fasting for, praying for nights for this, and this kind of report, what kind of rubbish? I was just arguing with myself in my room. And my wife calmed me. Like, calm down, Pastor Simon. You have to still pray, You have to still pray. They are your people, I said, yeah, I have to. In the middle of the night, I was sleeping. I promised myself that I woke up in the night. I started praying in tongues. I said, Lord, I don't want this lady dead. I personally don't want this lady dead. I don't know how the thing was, but I didn't just want to hear a wrong report. Somehow, it has been in my heart, praying and praying and praying. And that first day of Kabot, she came and said, I said, what is the report? From 0.3? And I said, has it improved? He said, yes. I said, what's the improvement? It's supposed to be, the ratio is supposed to be 1 to 9 or 1 to 10. I think I was speaking with Donna that same day. And it was 0.6. She said, it's improvement. I said, there is nothing like improvement here. Let's be realistic. What blood cell was that? Was it white blood or what? White blood cell. I said, let's be realistic. There's no improvement here. Don't try to hype me as a pastor. And I said, but Thus says the Lord. I heard it clearly. He said, if they check that same blood they took before now, the result have changed. Even me, when I said it, I said, touching my wife, I said, hear what I'm saying. How can I say this kind of thing with my normal brain? How does it work? Blood that they've tested, they should go and test again. Result have changed. I said, call them. She called. She said they just ran tests. Somehow, we don't know how it. What was the result? Everything like normal human being. Everything like normal human being. And she said, they are discharging them. In fact, they just want them. And they said, beautiful. You see how God works? When I was growing up, one of my prophets that I look up to, a senior prophet, he was talking to a woman after church. He said, you are 3 months pregnant. He said, prophet, I'm not pregnant. Oh, I beg. I beg. Oh, is it my stomach that is giving you? I've run tests, so I'm not pregnant. He said, joking, Leo. He said, but mother, you are 3 months pregnant now. He said, forget that doctor report. Like a joke. She said, that weekend, she went to run tests because she didn't understand her system. When she checked, they said she's 3 months pregnant. 3 months pregnant. But how do in a jazz? Why will you now? This thing happened. You are asking in a jazz. So jazz is power than the glory of God. Huh? Jazz is power than the power of God. In this end time army, you've not seen power. You are yet to see power. When the Bible said we the end time army, nothing can stop us. It said they can even climb upon. Now that's more like, figuratively. He said they can climb upon walls. They can walk upon walls. Meaning that there's no limitation to them. That's what God is trying to say. That there's nothing impossible with us. He said before us a fire divorce. Behind us a desolate land. Meaning anywhere we go, we take over. That's what God said about this end time army. And you are thinking we have seen power. I mean, we are yet to see mind-blowing miracles. What eyes have not, ears have not, and has not entered into the world. God has prepared for us. We that love Him. That is not power. What we are yet to see mind blowing. Look at the word. Look at Jesus. Peter, cast your net. Same position. Isn't it? Are you here? Same position. Cast your net. He casted the same place he has been casting. Somebody asked me, what happened? I said, the words of Jesus created the fish there. Are you people here tonight? Think about it. In the twinkle of an eye, as Jesus said, cast your net, fish started aligning in one accord. From every part of the river, they came because the master wanted somebody to catch them. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Then in the twinkle of an eye, God can change your life. He just tells you, like Philip in scripture, go there, and eunuch is coming from Ethiopia. He can change your life like that. You wanted to go like this. He said, go like this. And somebody asked me, he said, Pastor, is it possible that, not the question in the school of glory, is it possible for one man to be, to just have one woman he must marry? I say, yes. He said, Pastor, you mean one for one? I say, yes. He said, what if that one woman die? I say, why are you thinking like this? Which kind of question is this one? What if the one woman die? How? As in how? Just to prove, you know, many years ago I was pastoring this lady. She said, Pastor, should I marry a man that is poor if it's God's will? Which kind of question is that? Poor? Why will you not marry him if it's God's will? Marry him! Say, Pastor, even if he's very poor, I say yes. Even if he has one bag of pure in his house, I say yes. Is it not question? We'll do question and answer now. Say, even if he's one pure in his house, I say, marry him. Say, hey. I say, yes, so, hey. You ask me if it's God's will for your life. You are not saying one bag of pure water. No problem. If God's will for your life will have one bag of pure water, go and marry that woman. You can change. After all, Jesus multiplied fish. You multiply bag of pure water. Some people ask foolish questions just to get an excuse for not doing the will of God. Pastor, what if God wants me to pastor in a certain town, probably in Kogi, and there's a job opportunity for me, a PH for 2.5 million? And God told me, what will you do, Pastor? What will I do? Alright, you now, what do you want me to answer? You want me, if you wanted the right answer, you would have not even asked me. You just wanted me to say, okay, you can go and work there for a while. All those light things. Go and work there for like 5 years. When you are done, you cannot come back and do the ministry. It's a lie. Oh. It's a lie. Peter, follow me. Peter just became the biggest fish supplier in the whole world. The biggest fish supplier. Peter, leave those containers, men, and follow me. Peter left the containers and followed Jesus. Saw the result. Saw the fish. Left it. Followed Jesus. Oh, faith is giving me that money. Oh, faith can take the money from you. You see a fine man, a doctor. He just graduated. Fine, handsome doctor. He carved his feet. He said, well, so nice. Smell well. But the problem with the doctor is that he loved God, though. But you're not too serious with God. But me, this woman, I could change her. I think I have a grace. Somebody that cannot pray 12 hours want to change him, man. Hi. I could change her. I think there's a grace on me for change. Then I say, why are you talking like that? I say, what does Miss Wiggles want? Maybe he change. Maybe your wife change her. Some of us are destined to change men. Now, you were not in a situation like Smith Wigglesworth. You, your own, your eyes are open. You are seeing something koro. Then you want to change the man. You know, I like men who... Amen. You tell a man, if he likes you, pray in tongues before I marry you. He will just start in your front. Tell a man, be serious with church, I'll marry you. What department should I? Can I join 5? Tell a man, partner in church before I know you love me. He will ask, please give me the account number now. He will partner in the church and in your life monthly. If they get what they want, ragash, you'll be dumped. I told ladies one time, I said, most men have a budget for a woman. Most men, they have budget. They just keep it 20k. They say some don't go reach 15k. Some don't go reach even 10k. Some, bad as a bad, they go reach 50k. Some, in fact, the worst is 100k. Some, you just send 2,000 recharge card. Everything is finished. Some, you send 5,000. Everything is finished. Some, just buy Indomie. Everything is finished. Some, just buy them burger. Because most men on their DM, when they say recharge card will run, you now bought recharge card. What? You are now daddy. They will change your name to daddy. Daddy that born now, you are daddy too. They have budget. Before you know, when done with you, you become a mystery. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you all listening to me? Be wise, so men can pretend a lot. A man is telling you, I will die if you don't say yes. You think he will die? Men, talk the truth. Will we die? Let's be sincere. We know ourselves. Is a big fat lie. No man would die if he say no. It's just cope. Then when you meet them, they'll be doing, yeah, I'll die. Leave that house and see. They'll shake their guy. Oh boy. It's a big act. Break up with a man this minute. In less than 5 minutes, he knows who to marry. Less than 5 minutes. Why people are dating, there's what they call scale of preference for the man. There's one he's talking to, he's not serious with that one. But he's quite serious. He's just he has as a good friend. In fact, the foolish ones are sharing your problem with that one. As you are just leaving, you say, she don't leave. Ah, that girl wicked, she leave you. Let's see what we can start. They've started something. Are you not amazed? Some ladies cry when they see their husband walking down the aisle and he's even dancing and jumping and saying, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. They are like, God of mercy, how about me? Because of the kind of hearts we have, we are not so emotional like women. Are you listening to me? Women can cry. We don't cry. Man, am I saying the truth? We are more tough. A woman is trying to explain how the thing happened in the afternoon. So, listen to me carefully. Okay. Tabitha came by 6:15. Then when she knocked the door, firstly, I was in the bedroom. Then when she knocked, I was hearing something like knock, but I was not so sure. So I came to here, and when I was sure it was knock, I had to go and change. Then I came back with a blue dress. Then when I opened the door, she was wearing a red gown and a blue scarf, and she wore something, one kind of palm like that. I don't know how to explain it, but wait, let me remember. What happened? Wait now, don't stop obstructing me. They are explaining what happened. Then she now entered the house. Then I own GoTV. She said no, she wanted strong. She wanted to watch Love World. So I changed it to strong. Then here, when I went inside to bath, like before I came back, I was hearing one noise, like creak. I was not so sure. The man said, then what happened? Wait now. That's my problem with you. When I'm talking, you don't give me listening. The man is like, hit the nail on the head. Are you here tonight? Glory to God forevermore. So be careful. Alright, young women, are you listening to me? We men may be, we are kind of tough. Let me put it like that. We are tough. I'm not saying generally we are the description of the negative men I've been talking about, but generally as men, we are what? More tougher. Are you listening to me? We can endure a lot of things. Not like women. So be careful. Alright? If God tells you this is who to marry, don't be scared. Get married to that person. Are you listening to me? Now, make sure it's God, not your mind. Make sure it is not pity party. Don't marry somebody because you pity them. It's a very bad thing. Are you listening to me? Marry somebody because they are God's will for your life. Listen, and that's why you must be careful the kind of friendship you build with sex. As you are growing, don't be building unnecessary friendship. Because if you build certain kind of friendship, you start falling in love unnecessarily. Maybe you are not falling in love. The lady may be falling in love with you. Yes. And when you not try to move further, she can't bear it. We've seen situations like that over the years. And sometimes men just succumb to marry for pity. Because the woman has given you a lot of food, you don't want to be wicked. You've eaten a lot of her food, taken a lot of her money. She has invested a lot of time with you. Then suddenly you say there's somebody you like. How dare you? You want to die? And a lot of times women feel like you should be reasonable enough to know that they are in love with you. They feel like. So in their mind now, who does this kind of useless thing? Giving you food like this? Am I your mother? That's what they are thinking in their heart. Why should you not understand? I had an experience at BSU. I didn't eat her food. I ate it once. And I felt like it was cool, but she was so, I want to say lovely now, but I don't know whether to use lovely again because of what she now demonstrated. She was a nice person to me and to my friend. In fact, I thought she liked my friend because my friend introduced me to her. Very decent Christian lady. She will bring food, sometimes we'll eat, sometimes she will call us to come and eat. I thought I was following him to go and eat. And of course, I'll go and eat. Who will not eat? That time, now that I have sense, I can't do that kind of thing again. And it's not like I ate very well. More than 2-3 times like that. But I remember she will play, joke. When we sit down, joke. And be asking me if I have a girlfriend in the joke. Somehow you want to know, you know, one kind of push like that. And I'll be saying, no. That's your fellowship, blah, 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 blah. Until one time, the woman I was with that time said, I didn't like her, that I have to put her on the limelight. Because I was shy, let me put it like that. So I didn't want to put anybody on my status. I had terrible friends that would say, hey, you are in love? How did you scope her? So I was just scared. And one day, I now made up my mind that I was going to do it. So I posted her birthday on Facebook. As I posted the birthday picture, boom! My WhatsApp started shaking. To crown it all, I was now walking in that street behind customary court around Banada. It's coming out from Banada, coming straight. And she just passed. She was living in the compound after Bahamas, sorry. She has graduated a long time. She's married with like 2 kids or 3 kids now. And he said, Prophet Simon. I said, hey, my friend, how are you? He said, who is your friend? I said, I thought we're friends. He said, I'm not your friend. I said, you can joke, eh? Foolish me. I said, did you cook something for my friend? Said Prophet Simon, but it's not fair. I said, fair how? Say, at least you'd have spoken up. How? Did you not understand? I said, understand what? He said, all the joke during this season, you couldn't figure out. I said, figure out what? He said, it is well. God bless your relationship. Please, we should not be talking again. I was so shocked. I was not talking to you before. I thought I was following my friend to talk to you. Hallelujah to Jesus. So you have to be very careful. Are you all listening to me? Some unnecessary friendship is almost difficult. Not teaching relationship in his second service. Almost difficult. Almost impossible. And I was going somewhere. Here am I. I don't know that God just programmed my heart for that. Hallelujah to Jesus. So some discussions are unnecessary. As I'm talking, I saw choir reacting. It's like somebody eats food in this your department very well. You have to be careful. And you know, one bad thing is that the young men will think they are using the lady's head. You are not using a lady's head. If a lady wants you to fall in love, you fall in love. You don't know women? They can program you to even see a vision about them. I know what I'm telling you. You think I'm joking? You know, I see N every time for my dream. Every time I see N. But I don't know that I'm my wife. The next day N will come celebrate you, sir. Is that not a sign? Somebody gave you food, gave you money, still celebrate grace. You think if you are looking for anybody, if you are praying about relationship, that's the only person you will see. Are you all here? Men, hear me. Are you listening to me, men? Hear me carefully. Sometimes, I feel like I'm not teaching what I'm supposed to teach, but at the same time, you know, I feel like it's just something drags me. One day I'll fight this thing. Well, let me just allow it flow. Hallelujah to Jesus. Man, can you hear me? Sometimes it takes so long before you realize it. But just take advantage of this wisdom. Especially most of us are very young. When you are younger and you are finer, probably, you think you can take advantage of ladies. You just think you can take advantage of ladies. You can be talking to, especially when you are single, talking like 8 ladies and all of them are all over you. It's normal. Even you, if you're a lady, you'll be all over yourself. It's normal. And they're just all over you. And you think you're a very fine boy. You know? The devil now inspires you. You are not even playing with them. You know, one time I received a report. I nearly killed that young man in this church. What was the report? A lady came to our church and discovered that the person that has been breaking her heart is in the church. Not sexually, alright? But he would chop her food. Oh my God. But Sam, why are you preaching this? I don't used to hide my children in the field. I will beat you well. I use it as example sometimes. Thank God he's repented and he's doing so well. And they brought it to my office. Chop food, collect transport, collect this one. Still, when she said, what are we doing? She said, what kind of question? You are just my sister in the faith. So I said, what are we doing? He would say, well, you are just like a sister to me. So she said, please, I don't want to be talking to you again. Just let's just stop this thing we're doing. We don't know what we're doing. But he will not want them to stop. He will not come in and say, see, I like you. Just that my church, I'm not permitted to enter a relationship. That's why I don't want to. Look at, he even put us inside the picture. He said, Professor Simon will not allow me. If not, I would have entered. But just let's just be friends. So that the day they release me, I'll enter a relationship with you. I said, no problem. I said, lady, sit down here. I said, go and call that boy to come. Do you know this lady?
Yes, sir. You can recognize her? Yes, sir. What have you been doing?
No, no, not this at all. She's just my friend.
I said, okay, sit down. Have you eaten her food? I said, what is... You can't remember how many times. How long? Sir, just a few times. The lady said, few times.
I had to warn him. They behave like that. Especially when you think a lot of ladies are around you. You will not be... If you want to know that boys are becoming stupid, look at them who are on Facebook when they want to snap picture. Yeah?
Cute kid. How do you know ladies are stupid when they want to snap picture too? Those are children. The guy wants to snap picture. I was a boy. You sitting there? When you have become a man and you are burdens, you are carrying burdens, not just burdens of the spirit, burdens of life. They will say, snap me picture. You say, I don't like picture. Snap me. People will think it's passport you are taking yourself. Because you are carrying burdens. Paul said, when I was a child, I behaved like it. But when I grew up, I what? Left childish ways. Even me, as I'm talking to you now, no, don't think I just arrived. There was one lady I dealt with in Kaduna many years ago in secondary school. I always feel guilty anytime I'm teaching this thing. I always remember her. I didn't want a relationship. Why we deal with you people like this? Because we know where you are coming from. This lady will follow me home from school. Come and meet my mother without shame. We are small, small children. Come and be helping my mother. You know, that's the worst part of it. Come and be helping my mother in the house. Are you okay? I've died. I'm just dead. That one finished me. You know, if we had just stopped in school, if you stopped that your foolishness in school, it would have not been a problem. You come and help my mother. You want to implicate. So I told her to stop. She wouldn't. Do you know if my mother then told her, I like, and my mother likes that kind of thing, she would like to use it against me. Say, my daughter, Simon, she would do her head like this. I like you. My mother would tell her, I don't agree. My mother told her, I don't agree. She said, Dama, your mother, my friends were NDA now, so I don't agree. So she will go to India and be telling her, my in-law. The thing will be entering the girl's head. Then she'll come and be working for us. She'll be working. To a point, I was playing football. She cleaned the house. When she was done, she now came to football field to wait for me to finish. They've closed school since 1 o'clock. It's 6 o'clock, she's going back home. Then the boys in the football field, Papino! The way they dribble like this, it's because somebody's outside watching you. The shame everywhere. Then when I'm done with my boot, coach will be advising people and say, some of them go small, small, they carry women. That is why when I know Sabi play ball. See you now. See the kind person. You carry person. Cry. I'll just put my hand on my head and say, God. Then we are going back home. I say, don't follow me. She'll be following. I'm telling you. I said, don't follow me. I will help you. Don't follow me. She'll be following me. I will follow. She'll be following me. I said, don't worry, when we reach where there's nobody, I will beat you. Disturb. Then I will pursue sometimes. I will take advantage sometimes. What's the advantage? My birthday used to be 3 times a year. She doesn't complain. My birthday has come. She will buy clothes, she will send money. Mother had money. Give money to do, I would just be eating and be feeling. After 3 months, I was joking with you that time. Now my real birthday has come. Foolishness. Until it was almost getting too late before I realized it. When I said no, it was still impossible. It was almost impossible. Simon, or I die. Don't joke stupid jokes. It may affect you. In fact, there was one time I was saying, God, let me just pity this girl and marry her. I'm telling you the truth. I said, God, let me just marry this girl. Because she even became born again because of me. When I became born again, she followed me to church and became born again too. Then inside the born again, the pursuit continued. True life story. Inside the born again, the pursuit continued. So I now said to myself, since we are born again, maybe it's God's will. Until I had an encounter, I was so sure that was not my wife. But she was not a bad person, no. But she was not my wife. Maybe if I had married her, I would have suffered her in that house. Because she's not my wife. So be very careful the kind of friendship you create. Are we together? Are you all listening to me? Be very, very careful. Don't be talking to somebody that is not somebody you want to marry too unnecessarily. Maybe things that connect to your school, church, department, something like that. Then you stop there. Not that you guys are chatting to a point you said, let's do truth or dare. For what? I've been counseling, so I know what I'm saying. You buddy, I've been counseling people. It's truth and dare. It's you to start. Truth, dare. First question. Who is your favorite act in the Bible? Next question. When last did you kiss? I've seen. I pastor young people, so you think I've not seen this? Learn to use your time. Most times, why people do this kind of things? Because they don't have a purpose. They don't know their purpose in life. You don't know your purpose. But T just gave a testimony, she got a job as an ICT. Some young men now don't know their purpose to be chatting with guests. Zero naira, you'll be trekking everywhere. I'll be looking for women on Facebook. If they put you in any group on WhatsApp, you will chat all the girls in the group. We used to have a problem like that in GCMI. One gentle looking guy, he just entered group scatter. He started asking everybody out in group. The report came to my office. In fact, one of the pastors joked, he said he created a broadcast list with all the ladies in church and sent a love message to all of them, wondering how many were accepted so that he would start dating all of them at the same time. Because if you check the ladies he asked out, the same message. No sense of purpose. And when we say purpose, we don't mean your purpose is to go and become a doctor. Because if you are pursuing becoming a doctor, you can still womanize. You must understand that beyond becoming a doctor, God has given you a kingdom vision. So you are pressing becoming a good doctor so that you can fulfill God's purpose as a doctor. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain to you? Else your soul will be empty. And you'll be looking for something to satisfy it. And it's either smoking, drinking, or what? Womanizing. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain to you tonight? Very important. Little principles, they look little, but they are very powerful. I was teaching School of Glory. I said, how do you think I'm Prophet Simon today? You know, I was so proud teaching them on Friday. I came for, not teaching, review. When they are done, I come for review. And I was so amazed. I mean, the wisdom. You know, I went home so excited. It's been a long time I did that I graduated any School of Glory, said. And while I was thinking, I said, what if I had become stupid over the years? How can God raise this kind of people? You know, I wouldn't teach. I'll be asking questions to see whether they know what they are. And they were so wonderful answering the question with scriptures to back up every of their points. And I was so glad. Hallelujah to Jesus. But what if I had misbehaved? Now, imagine Pastor Peter or Donald. Let me use Donald for example. Say your sincere church mind, though. Stand up. You came to church and you heard that I was humanizing with somebody you know, a lady you know. And you said, no, not my prophet. And they gave you WhatsApp chat. You saw it. It was my number. And I was actually chatting rubbish with her. Will you come to the next service? Is his church mind? He just said. He said he will not come. All the revelation I have in my head is still useless since I cannot validate it by acts of righteousness. He still will not come. Do you get what I'm trying to say? He said he will sit there in his house. How will God then use me to touch many people with those little bad character? He will use those little things. The Bible says little foxes what? Spoil the vine and destroy my life. I will not have a good reputation. And I will not be able to dispense the word properly. I was telling them on Friday that I used to have a friend. Not a friend, a compound mate. Wonderful, I can tell you the guy was a very loving guy. Alright, very nice person. But he was misunderstood because of his actions. Because I worship with him, we pray together. So I knew that he was very righteous. But the mistake he made was that he teaches ladies music personally. They'll come to the house, cook for him, and one or two, sometimes one of them, sometimes there are two, and they'll be singing in the house. Sometimes maybe they're not singing, and people will now assume they're actually doing another thing. Not prayer, they'll be thinking another thing. And one time I heard the compound people insulting the guy. So one day he overheard them insulting him, he started crying, and he came to my place. And you can sit down, please. And he was so mad and complaining that the people are against him. I said, you know yourself, don't forget about them, blah, blah, blah. And while he wanted to go, the Holy Spirit said, be sincere, Simon, talk to him. So I called him, I said, please come. I want to be very sincere with you. I know you don't do these things. I can stand and vouch for you, you don't do these things. But what is the meaning of bringing a lady to your house, locking the door to teach her music? What is the meaning of that? I said, they remove their slippers. People see them coming out from your house, blah, blah, blah. What do you want them to think? Are these prophets to see what you are doing? I said, look at what the Bible said. I showed him in the scriptures. Jesus said, I'll give you a mouth and a wisdom that your enemies will not what? Gain a say against you. I said, listen, we are righteous together. But they consider me more righteous. If I meet them now, they will hear what I'm saying to them from Jesus. And the gospel has the potency to prevail in their heart. But you, they will not even give you a chance. Why? Because you did not follow the wisdom of God. Not because you were sinning. You didn't follow the wisdom of God. I said, stop the habit of bringing ladies to your house. See them rather in an open space on campus. That really helped his life. He stopped. And everything changed. In fact, I was the one defending him more in the compound. You think if a lady comes from your house, people will be saying, I trust Pastor Simon. No, I trust him. I trust him. Many people may assume rubbish. Some little people that know you will say you are a nice person. They will insist you are a nice person. But are you called to those little people? You are called to the whole world. That is just one advantage. Secondly, you are not matured enough. You thought you were matured. The proof that you are not matured is that you don't even respect the wisdom of God. You allow ladies to just come to your space. I know of a young man many years ago. He came to my house early in the morning crying. Almost the same age with me. I said, why are you crying? He said, I've made the greatest sin mistake in my life. My destiny is gone. I said, how is your destiny gone? He said, my star is blocked. Because the way they taught them about sexual immorality is that your life is gone. Your star is blocked. Your destiny is gone. And he said, sir, there's this lady inviting him to church. And he wouldn't go. But they are friends. And one of these days she came to his house. And he promised to go that Friday. And they were talking. And he was taking his bath. And he started playing one mumu play. He said, sir, the last thing I can remember is the last play I play. That's the last thing I remember. I said, then what happened? He said, that, sir, the worst happened. Anything you know happened. He said, my destiny is gone. He started crying. I held his hand. I said, your destiny is not gone. Advised him. Then warned him. Hallelujah to Jesus. That one is invite to church. I'm not putting fear in your heart. Alright? I'm not. Hallelujah to Jesus. But you want to sing and go far to the nations and please God, not men. You know, you can have Laviata in you and be singing gospel song. And men will be praising you. Meanwhile, in the realm of the spirit, there's a place preferred for you by Satan. A good space for you in hell, where you born. That was a bad sign. Sometimes you get brutal. Like, are you a legalism preacher or grace preacher? I'm a grace preacher. All right, one of a kind. Huh? We're under grace, but if you don't use your head, you go to hellfire. Grace is not a license for sin. Are you listening to me? You can't look at grace like this in the faith and say, grace, whatever I do in the flesh does not matter. That's a foolish statement. I've read this Bible more than 3 times. By God's grace. And that's not a proof that I should have revelation. I've sat down to hear. I've heard a lot of things. I've finished most of the Gospel's book. I've finished all the library. I've read this Bible very well. At least I can vouch and say, I know the scriptures. It's nowhere. This is not a reality in the Bible. It's not in the Bible. It's a demonic wisdom. Because if you put it side by side, it doesn't really hold any space. The scriptures is broken. How can God said, in a great house are several vessels, some for honor, some for dishonor. If a man purges himself from the latter, it becomes a vessel profitable for the master's use. And same God will say, whatever I do in the flesh does not matter. Does it make any sense? I was reading a book they gave me as a gift, a pastor in town. They sent a book for me and sent me some things inside the envelope. And I opened it and I was in chapter 5. I don't know how I got to chapter 5. Their pastor Ed were there with courage. The man said, we are not having the same nature with God. That is not possible. I wish I can add why at the end of that statement. That we are just humans, mere humans. How can we have the same nature with God? He said, we are just partakers of his nature. Meaning we partook small from his nature. So he said, we have some characteristic of God. Not all the characteristic of God. I looked at the book. I said, you should come and carry this book. Return it from where you brought it from. I don't want to... I'm tempted to tear it. Prophet Kubu said, if you don't believe the Bible, why have it? Let's tear it. He carried the scripture. He said, I'm going to tear it if you say you don't believe it. Then it's useless. I remember when he broke the Ark of the Covenant, they called him a false preacher. What did Paul say in Hebrews 9:8? He said, as long as the first order is still standing, what happens? Not even that. That's 2 Corinthians. He said, as long as the first order is still standing, it was an indication that the way into the holiest of all was not yet opened. So he said, now that the Holy Spirit is here and that we know Jesus is dead, buried, and resurrected, this is shadows. He destroyed it. And people started saying he's a false prophet. Now, it's in the Bible, yet you're having a problem with it. I told one of my friends, he invited me to come and preach around Nasarawa. I said, I don't want to come because I will preach against what you practice. He said, sir, what do you mean? I said, I don't believe in all those water salt things and I'm going to scatter that table. Should I come? He said, I will think about it. That was all. Because truly, I will scatter the table. The Holy Spirit must speak against it. I will not plan to speak against it. But if you are practicing it, he will speak against it. I told him, I don't believe in it. When he repented and was ready, he invited me over. I came and I preached. Because he said he was listening to messages and he found sense in what we have been saying. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. So it doesn't make any sense. Whatever you do in the flesh, blah, blah, blah. I've been preaching for a while. I've seen folks that believe these things. I don't want to mock. I don't want to mock. But listen, no apostolic man, nobody that has an apostolic upbringing will adjust to such people because they have almost nothing to prove as Christians. No fire. I mean, we sat down, we prayed 6 hours straight when we were growing up in Kaduna. Most of these people cannot pray 2 hours. And I'm not boasting that your Christianity is powerful because you can pray long. No, that's not what I'm saying. But if you truly love God, you can stay long and pray. I've seen where people lay hands and die. I've seen it. They lay hands on somebody and they die. I've heard it and I've seen the body. You are telling me Jesus have done it. Just sit down and relax. Paul said he knows the grace of God. And that is why he labored more than they all. Nobody should demean prayer to you. And fasting. If you feel like fasting, fast it marathon. You feel like praying, praying marathon. Are you listening to me? The orientation is different for the New Testament. That's the only difference. The light is different. The structure for manifestation is the same. This type goeth out not, except by what? They that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall what? You can't be sinning. You just woke up from a woman. Adultery, fornication.
Then you heard that your son is struck by a car. Then you say, in the name of your father. How? Even your conscience will be against you. But imagine you just finish one wicked hot 3 hours like this, and you heard that your child, something happened to your child. You will be smiling and going there. When you go to a man of God's church, he has seen the deaf ears open, and you are saying greater things we have in the New Testament, because greater things, and you, the only thing they know you with is just new suits, nothing. But the guy that grew up in the apostolic setting, he's seen the power of God demonstrated in the life of his pastor. How does he follow you that claim you are a new creation reality person? So that's why he must learn to pray. Look at Paul, new creation. He taught us, the apostle of the new creation. Look at his life. He was teaching somebody, died in the service, fell down and died. He came, held the guy, brought him back to life, took him back to his seat, continued the service. Continued it. Are you listening to me? Glory to God forevermore. That's what we're talking about. Don't be swayed by all those foolish ideas. I told you a story of some people in Kaduna many years ago when I started teaching those things. And they were following me. In fact, some wanted to change from ABU to BSU. Somehow, they wanted to just graduate and come to Benue to come and work with me. And immediately I told them I don't believe in that junk. Most of them cut off from me. Say, how can you say? One asked me a question. I said, Pastor Simon, in the last 24 hours, have you not sinned? I said, no, it's an atrocity. There is no way you would tell me you have not sinned for 24 hours. And I said, okay, let me just assume you've not sinned for 24 hours. What of through this throughout this week, you have not sinned? I said, no. He said, hey! Sir, with all due respect, one of my lecturers said, don't tell me anything. He said, when you say with all due respect, you want to insult us. Don't say anything. So what he said with all due, I knew you want to just say something crazy. He said, sir, I don't think you are saying the truth. I said, well, no problem. Just go with what you believe. He went with what he believed. I can't tell you that night he called me and started crying. Sir, I thought you were just blah, 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 blah. This is it. This is the truth. Blah, blah, blah. I want to follow this thing now. Many years ago, he didn't follow. Now, he wants to follow. He has seen a lot. Now, you told somebody you cannot be perfect. You are surprised the person is in sin. Why? You see, whatever you do in the flesh does not matter. Why does it matter that I'm following your daughter, Pastor? Why? Is your daughter alike? Your pastor say whatever you do in the flesh does not matter. You are following your pastor's daughter. Does that matter? Huh? But me that say whatever I do in the flesh matter, if you follow my daughter, you have one eye. Because the Bible says whatever will cause you not to go to heaven, make you to sin, plug it out, remove your eye so that you not sin. It's just a joke, don't be scared. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Amen. So don't follow all of those trends. They are just foolishness. Yesterday I saw something on the internet, a YouTube video of a gospel singer speaking ill of where he came from. I mean, a group he used to be, how that they were into one or two dirty things and the rest. And I was like, what is happening in the gospel world? Very popular gospel buddy, music buddy, something like that. And he was speaking ill that he couldn't continue because of blah, blah, blah. I said, look at it. And they are very popular, very popular. I don't want to mention the name because it will not be decent. I said, look at what is happening. Talking about these, that, dirty things from their mouth. I've told you people before, to write gospel song is not hard. When you see somebody singing a gospel song, he puts earring, he puts nose ring. He's a man, he busts two of his ears. Then when I want to talk, you tell me you are a local African man, you don't understand new creation. Me no understand new creation. What is the proof of new creation? You bust your nose. A young man, you put nose ring. You put two earrings. In fact, you put one ear, you now choke one ear. You now lift your hands to Jesus. And Jesus did not tell you to remove it. The Jesus I know did not tell you to remove it. You know, they think that we did not encounter Jesus. We don't encounter Jesus. We did not encounter Jesus. I mean, which kind of Jesus are you preaching?
then you make us feel like we have losers in Africa. Some of you even join them and be preaching against us. And we are under grace. Pastors should not be condemning. Think about it. Be very sincere. Is that wisdom? Which kind of gospel song are you singing? You say, we are versed. We want to be popular like the worldly guys. They are taking over the music industry. Which we will sing gospel like them. We will behave like them in the gospel. Then now you are the gospel version of Burner Boy. That's rubbish. That's rubbish. You are the gospel version of Cardi B. It's time to wake up. That's not the meaning of new. Are you people hearing me? That is not the meaning of what? New creation. That's why there's no glory. It's only talk. No glory. They said the glory of the righteous excels more in glory. It excels more. I mean, where is the glory? But go to those people that look like they are preaching legalism. You'll be hearing deaf ear open, blind eyes open. You claiming new creation. You see blind eye, you even dodge. And some of us, because all we want is height where we can get money, we don't even talk about those things. It's dangerous. You know, I was shocked. Very sincere. Let me end with this. I was very shocked when I observed that a gospel singer wrote a song, sang it, and we started singing it in church. I was very shocked. There are some songs I don't sing because they don't resonate so much in my spirit. So, Pastor Simon, read Kenneth Hagin's book. You'll be tired for Christianity. You think I'm a problem? Go and carry the book called I Believe in Vision, some of you. You wonder whether Kenneth Hagin knows what he's saying. I don't know if you've read that book before. Dancing Before the Lord and Dancing in the Spirit. Where he differentiated it. When I read it the first time, I said, what is happening here? Pastor Chris even said some things like, it's not about the physical whatever. It's about the state of the heart. You know, most people, you just play a song. Before they hear the song, hey! Inside church, they are starting closing their eyes like witches. They don't even know the song yet. They've not heard the song. Oh. Like the song Sonny sang today. Give me space. Oh, you're, hey! Just start behaving like mad people. If you are inspired from your inside, not a problem, but sometimes obviously you look at somebody, you know this person is mad. He's not under the influence of the Holy Spirit. He just misses club. That's just the problem. What kind of a dance is that? You know, on campus one time I came to church and I was saying one leg up. I don't know if people remember that day. I heard that my let me not say my church, the Church of Christ, that God started through me. And I was saying, one leg up, leg up, leg up, leg up, leg up. I looked at people raising their leg like this in church. If you said we were dancing like mad people, I peeped. I said, now our church be this? So now we're today to be this? I just went and sat down quietly. I did not say anything. During the teaching, I said, there's a new law. Now, there's no praise in this church, only worship. Because your worship too is praise. They sang worship song till we left campus. It's now we resume praise. That time if you come to our church, it's only worship. You are the pillar. Finish. Sit down, hear the word and go back home. You become strong in the Lord. If you had dancing skills, they are dead. So understand this, right? You see people like John G. Lake now. You now tell them. I was watching A. Allen, John G. Lake. I was just watching some videos through the week. And I told myself, these people, I know how disappointed they are in some things we are doing today. Very disappointed. I know how they are disappointed. You know, when you have not grown, do you know you people that grow under a local church setting have more understanding than people that never grew in a local church setting? They don't really understand ministry. When your ministry is just Friday night, Sunday, you may not really understand ministry. So when we're talking about serving, you are like, because you left a local church and started attending a meeting, which is not a bad thing, but you really don't have sufficient understanding to know that you cannot manage a local church on a Sunday morning and still be managing a ministry on a Friday evening. They are still ministries anyway, because you partake fully in both of them. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? So when you tell people you cannot manage two ministries like that, they're like, ah, the local pastor is trying to deceive you people. People should have liberty to go to anywhere you want to go to. But the work of God cannot progress like that. I've been in this town. You see all this moving around, not staying in a place. That you go to a church, it is almost five of your members that left that are the leaders of the church now. And the rest, nothing. We can't grow the move of God like that in any city. You must learn to sit in a place and serve God. Sit in a place, clean chair, serve tables. That's the first work Philip did. I told people I cleaned a church for more than 4 years, only me. Nobody knew. Anytime they ask who cleaned the church, nobody's raising hand. Till they caught me cleaning it one Sunday. I think I even came a little bit late. I used to clean it by 1 o'clock. That day I started cleaning it by 2 o'clock. When I clean by 1, I go and arrange myself and I come back for the service like I don't know what happened. Nobody knew. The day they caught me, the president almost cried. He said, "So you are the one cleaning this church every time?" I was not everywhere trying to show that I have revelation. I had these revelations on my inside. I could just go and start up something, but I knew I was just wasting my time. I knew what the Lord wanted me to be doing at that time. But today you have people who cannot sit down to hear the word of God. Some of them call themselves young singers. Before you know, they've left church to go and do concert. You could not contribute for a project in church. You are gathering money to go and do concert. It's foolishness. You know, when I was telling my leaders, listen to me, that I'm ready to train people. The Lord told me to train people for almost 5 years. He called it next level leadership. That those that are in the first level, I'm going to train them for another several years for another thing. The ones following them, I'll train them again just to grow in the word of God, to be sound in the word and understand the move of the Spirit. Some people think it's a waste of time. It's not a waste of time. I know what I'm doing. We may not be everywhere on TV. Of course, if we are doing those training, camera will not be on. Nothing will be on. I'll just be me and myself and the student and maybe microphone. But watch what happens after 5 years. If these people go outside and start talking to people, watch what happens. The impact will be so literal. In fact, from now on, we can even tell. But if you are not trained, how can this happen? No way. Are you all listening to me? No way. Don't be part of these people moving from one place to another. Anything, anywhere there's something you have moved there. You can't grow like that as a Christian. When we started saying those things, people thought we were making noise. But look at it today. If you know anybody that had been like that 3 years ago, watch their life now. Sincerely ask yourself if they are making progress. Are you here tonight? That spirit is in this town, so mighty. I say it without fear. He's in this town, moving around like the children of the bondwoman, moving around. And to sit down and read your Bibles. The truth is that some of us, if it's not that God told us to do ministry, I would have preferred to sit down every day as a doctor, as a military man somewhere, and read my Bible and enjoy myself. It's the truth. They saw a man who is a manager reading concordance one time. I heard the story. And they said, "You are not a pastor. Why are you using concordance? Big Greek Bible." They said, "No, knowing God is not for pastors. It's for everybody." Did he say, "This sign shall follow pastors"? He said, "This sign shall follow what? Those that believe in my name." Are we together? What better time to teach on Tuesday? Let me end today. Father, we give you praise and we thank you. Lord, we thank you for your word. We give you all the praise. Thank you for light. Thank you for life. In the name of Jesus.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also,
Worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.